Hello, welcome to Fungeons and Flagons, episode 5 for the series called Arcane Academy. I am your moderator. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are live, this is on Twitch. Please give us a follow. That would be lovely. We won't be addressing the chat so much, but we will be looking out for rerolls. Of course, rerolls happen when our DM pass holders decide to, which reminds me, I've got to jump on Discord to get my person in my ear to be able to help me with all of that. In saying that, we are live every single Monday night, 6 p.m. if you are watching this on YouTube. Oh, wait, we're live this particular week. Oops, our bad. But all the previous episodes for this season are available in full on YouTube as well. We have 2 Patreon tiers that are for Fungeons and Flagons, our adventure holders and our DM pass holders. If you want to check out the after show that takes place after every single episode that we shoot, where we wind down and talk about character developments and inspirations, you can check that out during the week, but that's only for the adventure pass holders and higher. And the DM pass holders, I will personally thank them right now. We've got Justin, Michelle, Herky, the Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, who is Zombie Squirrel, Nathan, Isaac, who is Jublink16 in the Twitch chat, Terry, damn it, Thierry, Jimmy Sprinkles, Marco, who has asked for seconds, DKTE, Seb _X, Katniss, Adam Toulos, DVK Joe, Terry, who is Little White Guy, Weird Guy. I do that every time as well because little. Anyway, Alex and Caitlin, aka Spectrum Gay Mess, who is the person that you'll need to whisper with the re-roll what the number was and who did the roll if you would like to get that, which means I'm going to jump on the mod chat right now. Thanks, guys, for... Thank you for waiting that whole time. They're amazing. I've got them happening right now. If you want to join in and support or join up to the adventurer or the DM householders tiers, just jump onto patreon.com/geekbomb to join and support. Also, we have a subreddit on Reddit. We have a subreddit for Fungeons. If you have any art that you want to put up, that is the place to do it. And we'll show that art every single week. Hector and Kate have been joining us every single week at the Arcane Academy. Hector Navarro, you guys know from DC All Access. He's on Nerdist Book Club every single week. You've seen him on the El Rey Network. Hello, Hector Navarro. And we also have Kate Welsh, who you guys would have known in a lot of Wizards of the Coast D&D matches and games. That's how her and I met. She DM'd me in an IGN game that she designed, and she is now the designer at Secret Door, which is a part of Dreamhaven, which is super exciting as well. How are you guys feeling about the campaign so far? Because you're kind of not passing your exams.
In many ways, we have found that friendship was the real exam along the way.
I have not been this embarrassed about how I've played a role-playing game since forever. This is the most embarrassed I've been. I'm embarrassed for myself. I'm embarrassed and should apologize to Kate every single week. Mm-hmm. We have been playing so bad, and it is legit draining on me how crappy we are at this world that you so lovingly set up, Mod.
Thank you. As long as you're recognizing that. There is a reminder in the chat, and yes, you are right. And Thierry reminded us as well in the DM chat happening on Discord. You got a luck surge at the end of the last episode. You get to roll with advantage 3 times only, and I will make that a collective, by the way. You need to call the use of the luck before the first roll. Let's just make it the first 3 rolls. Anyone can use it, but it cannot be used twice for the same outcome. So luck is on your side, which is really cool. Hello to everyone who's in the chat as well. That's fun. So you guys feeling lucky? Well, do ya, punk? Yeah, cool.
We're probably going to, so we can choose to when to use it, not the first 3 rolls.
I think we should make the first 3 rolls.
Yeah, God, why did I ask?
Well, that just makes sense so far, Kate, for how we've been playing and how this game has treated us. I mean, it's also called, I wrote down in my notes last week, right? Loki's luck. That makes a lot of sense. That makes
a lot
of sense.
Actually, yep, that tracks.
So what happened last week? We have a recap with excellent art as guidance by the one and only Terry Trin. You guys can find on Instagram at Terry, T-R-R-T-E-R-R-Y, sorry, Trin, T-R-I-N-H, art. and he's been posting a bunch and has given me some Patreon exclusive and Discord exclusive images as well, which has been amazing. So this is what happened previously on Fungeons and Flagons. Reeling from their loss in the combat arena, Elaine and Brumhild are partnered up with the recently fused students, Depeche the Warlock, Arakokra Raven, and Niffle, the Satyr Bard Glee Captain, who combined is now known as Depeche Niffle. They were asked to perform their next task, to navigate, track, and tame their mount. Each was to be tasked with one of those roles. They headed into the forest grounds to begin navigation, but poor Elaine was not so great at reading maps, so blatantly just passed off his duties to Brumhild, who did a much better job. In a clearing, both white and tan fur, feathers, and hide were found clinging to branches and brambles, with Depeche being able to track the paths that both pieces of evidence pointed to. When choosing whether he would go to the light or the dark side, dude, of course he chose the dark path. The trio stumbled upon a mighty griffin with the head and wings of a giant eagle and the body and back legs and tail of a lion. Being a bard and with his lamp at the ready, Niffel played what he decided was a peaceful lullaby to try and put the griffin into a slumber in order to capture it. The lullaby was anything but peaceful, and the griffin remained uncatchable until its neck was successfully lassoed. It was the quick thinking of Depeche, who had in his possession a charm of considerable power called the Eye of the Abyss, in which anyone who looked into it became overwhelmed by melancholy. It meant the trio could mount it, but it certainly needed encouragement to fly. The team technically ran out of time, although they did complete the test, but how will it affect their future at the academy? Will Lamps, the griffin, ever know happiness? Will our duo ever pass a fucking test? Let's find out now in Fungeons and Flagons. So it's a new, obviously you guys came back. There was a very sad looking Eeyore-esque griffin there who was led off into the stables where it's now kind of chilling with all the other successfully tamed mounts, I should say.
And I have a little figurine of him, right?
Oh yeah, you've got the figurine. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
He can be in the stable too, though.
Yeah. Well, he's just resting his legs.
Perfect. Perfect.
He's making friends with all the other ones. You know, there's like a fiery steed. There's a sad donkey. You know, they're all just like chilling.
So did this huge creature get turned into a figurine, or is it?
It can. Yeah. And then you say its name and it pops out and it becomes full. And so it will go back and forth.
Got it. Got it. It's Pokeball rules.
Like a Pokeball rule. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Because you failed this particular trial, you ran out of time. I need you guys to roll for your punishment. You are blessed by Loki the Luck. So you have advantage. And this will be one and two out of your three advantageous rolls.
Okay. All right.
I feel like you're Aladdin and we're the genie and you're tricking us, Maude. This isn't cool.
All right. 14 for me.
Is that because of lamps?
Lamps.
Roll again. Five. What's your higher roll?
My high was 14.
Your highest was 14?
So how many Hector, did we roll
twice, and it's the higher number.
Much better. 15.
15 and 14? All right. It's not as bad as it could have been.
Yes.
Your punishment this time is fluffing the bed cushions and the bedding. You just gotta Brumhild, you look so annoyed by that. It could be worse. You got to fluff a pillow.
Fluffing
pillows and making beds.
Pillows, fluffing pillows. Nothing wrong
just
with that.
Just a couple of fluffers, says Splinter Smith.
Just spending our day fluffing.
Fluffing it up. All right. Living life to the fluffest.
You know, you have to reveal that like a student's name is bed or pillows, right? Like we're just supposed to do that chore. It's a chore. Thank you.
That's all that is. That's all. You rolled luck, remember? Not like you didn't roll the other Ugh. It is a new day at the academy and the headmaster Reedville steps out into the main hall and addresses the students and says, a new day to groom and bond with your new mounts. Take flight if you can, forge a lasting friendship with your beast. There is no trial today. Just make sure that you take this time, spend it wisely, and unite and test out your mounts. So with that, he hands everyone the figurines and everyone steps out into the grounds. What would you like to do to forge a friendship?
Okay. I have my figurine. I'm clutching it so carefully and reverently as though it's the beast itself. And I say,
Elaine, I don't know how good I am with animals. To be honest, they're a bit frightening to me.
Frightening, really? Animals are frightening to you?
They're not frightening to you?
Well, yes, but it depends on the animal. It depends on how big it is. I had assumed, perhaps unfairly, that because of your size, that meant that you were intimidated by no creature, rarely any creatures.
I see. You're thinking about my size then.
Yes, and what a wonderful advantage it must give you.
Oh, it does. It does. I've got, I start pointing at all the things I can see that I don't think Elaine can't. I can see over the top of the hill, there's two students and they're fornicating. Can you believe that? I can see that. I can see that all the time, everywhere I go.
I believe you. I can't see that.
It's a lot
I'm
of
sure if I was taller, I would be able to see people fornicating everywhere. But because I am my own height, I cannot see that.
So at this stage, Lamps, the depressed griffin, has obviously extended from its figurine form and it's just kind of like, hmm.
Oh, I thought that would be temporary, but it looks like we have a permanently depressed griffin.
It's a very powerful artifact that depressed mode had.
Yes, that depressed mode. Yes, that's his name. Yeah, the mode that he was in, the mode that Depeche was in, that mode, I guess it is permanent.
He's established depressed mode. Well, what do griffins like? And I start rooting around. Are my blades still made of cheese? They're not anymore.
No,
we tried this on this griffin already.
It did not
pan out. Okay. So I'm still rooting around. Elaine, do I still? Wait, no, I don't have Elaine's weapons. I have somebody else's weapons.
You have Atlas's.
I have Atlas's weapons.
At this stage, he's obviously coming back from their quest, realized you'd had them, and there was a little bit of a kick stink that took place in the rooms. He's got them back.
Okay, all right. But when he got them back, I traded him for a lovely wooden carving of a snake, a windy snake. And I think, perhaps a griffin with the eagle head likes to chase a snake. And so I get my little wooden bendy snake out.
You're going to roll to see if that exchange happened.
I'm just making up the story now, Maude. It's my game.
With advantage, though.
Yay! Okay.
But that's all your luck done.
Oh, no. Okay, I got an 8 and a 9. So.
It's not a wooden. It's not a wooden carving at all. It's a real small snake.
Okay, perfect. Even better. So I get this little tiny adorable little like garden snake out. I said, I'll bet this will help make a friend out of him. And I hold it up in front of Lamps.
Okay. They're friends. You know what? Yeah, Lamps doesn't quite smile because it's got a beak, but it definitely like was really touched by the gift that you've given it. And it kind of nestles into this garden snake that you've acquired.
Wait, no, I was supposed to eat it and then it was going to be my friend. Oh, well, that backfired. But I think its moves improved a bit. What do we do now? Do we bow to it? Like, you know,
like it's taken a liking to the snake. It's got a little buddy now. So your mount has a familiar. It's buddy day. They've got their buddies. That's cute. But with this, though, it stretches its huge wings out and it looks like it's, desperate to get up in the air.
Perhaps now would be a good time to sort of carefully approach Lamps and see if we can get on Lamps' back and perhaps both of us can ride it into the air and soar into the sky.
I cover my eyes. I don't know why, but I'm afraid. And I say, will you go first and I can hang on to you?
Yeah, okay. I can try that. Yes, of course. Okay, Hey, Lamps. Good Lamps. Nice Griffin. Good Griffin. How are you, my friend? Good. That's good. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. Honestly, I'm feeling sort of the same. So it's sort of you're off our mount because I'm going to be real with you. I'm depressed too. Not going that great here in this school. Much worse than I had anticipated. Okay. Do me a favor. Let me mount you. And then I'm going to have my friend come on to your back as well. And we're going to try to take off. Okay.
Did you just teleport? Did you just teleport onto the back?
Yes, I tried. Yes.
Yep, you successfully teleport and instantaneous. And Lamps doesn't really have time to be confused by it all. He's just accepted it, absolutely.
Good boy or girl, good boy or girl.
Would you like to check?
Check what?
Get under there. Check that undercarriage.
Honestly, it doesn't matter to me. I feel like Lamps works either way. Broomhild, come on the back.
All right. And I scramble up on top. I don't have teleportation ability.
Scramble on top? Fantastic. Yep. Yes. You make it up.
I scramble? Yes.
You've scrambled. Yeah. It's kind of like really got a warm spot for you, Broomhild, because you've given it a gift of friendship. Yeah, the snake, they're super tight. Like the snake is kind of like coiled around its head like a little halo. And it's like, yeah, feeling pretty good about life. And with that, I think Lamps is understanding that it's time to go for a bit of a fly. And it just pumps these two big feathered wings and like in a very jerky motion up. And then you kind of get about 40 feet in the air quite quickly, 0 to 40 in three gusts. And feels the flow of the beautiful movement that is happening around the grounds. And when you look down and you can see the fiery steed is still by the stables where other students are kind of like, you know, standing around the steed being like, whoa, you can see the tower and you're all the way above it. And I think that Lamps gets really sort of in the mood and loves this freedom, realizes that you guys are holding on. So it just takes off to go exploring. And as you do, you go over the forests, you go past the cliffs, you're very high up in the air now, and it's such a beautiful day. But then all of a sudden, you notice that a wind picks up. But this wind doesn't feel like it's natural gusts of wind that are occurring. It's a wind that seems to be pulling Lamps in a particular direction. And as Lamps is struggling against this wind, these dark, ominous clouds start billowing and circling around you guys, and you realize that you are, bless you, trapped in a an electrical storm that is just pulling and throwing Lamps and all of you in this direction. Can you guys roll for me?
Yeah.
I'll give you advantage still.
For both of us?
Yeah, I'll give you advantage.
Thank you. Oh, much better.
So it's best of two rolls?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had that, but now I have
20,
that.
Baby.
20,
baby.
20?
Oh, you're not 20.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, so you're obviously still holding on. Lamps is bucking around, getting pulled, and you're going into this area that you haven't really seen before. And all of a sudden, the storm stops. The wind stops. And because Lamps wasn't exactly the right way up, starts kind of like dropping. But with your 20, you're not only are you holding on, Elaine, but you have righted Lamps and you have teleported everyone to safety where the ground is, because the ground was hurtling towards you and you flipped everyone and everyone landed on their feet, perfectly safe, no damage at all. Lamps is a little kind of like all over the place and rattled, but no one's hurt. But you find yourselves on a coastline that you've never seen before. This is a place neither of you have visited, and you see a dilapidated tower that looks like it's been abandoned for years, sitting on the coast Ryan, can we show the picture so they can see what this looks like? We do have a picture of where you are. Dilapidated tower on the coastline.
Dilapidated tower.
Wow.
So you guys land sort of around here safely, no crash landing at all. You see this tower. Lamps being a little bit rattled, just kind of wants to chill for a little bit and just stay where they are. Eventually we'll find a fish to keep them occupied. But what would you guys like to do?
That was crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely barfed when we landed. I'm not
sure. Oh, that's what that was. I thought that we had splat a big bug on my back, but it was you that barfed on me. Okay.
It was me. And I finally, by the way, let go of my death grip around your neck, which is where my arms have been this whole time.
Yeah.
Where in the hells are we right now? What is this?
Know. Yeah, because Elaine can read a map.
Do I still have the map?
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of just like the academy grounds and the neighboring forests. Okay. This is way too far out. Do you guys want to roll to see if you have an intelligence check to see if in your past you were educated about the lands?
Sure. Why not?
18.
15.
Okay, you guys both know about this coastline, which used to house, or is where a very prestigious family lived, actually. These majors that, you've heard about this particular family that lives there, but they're quite isolated and they have kind of like taken up this spot. Trade is frequent-ish there. You know that this isn't necessarily like a tourist destination. People kind of avoid it because they know that it's private property. But you would recognize this and be able to point it out on the map. Okay. Great role. And with this, you hear a voice calling out hello to you, because someone has apparently seen you. They've seen you outside the tower and they are calling out, possibly hello.
Hello? Is somebody there?
Hello? What do we see? What do we see? Who is this?
You see a human. She looks to be in her late 20s. She's got long dark hair. She's very petite in stature, big blue eyes, and looks like she hasn't bathed in a while.
Who are you? Why have you come here?
Greetings, fair maiden. Fraulein, I am Elaine, and this is my friend Broomhild. We are students of the Arcane Academy, and we were just riding our griffin, if you can believe it, and then we landed here. Are you all right? You smell stinky.
Well, that's not kind to say to a person. You're from the Arcane Academy, you said? You might be able to help me then. Come, let me show you.
Oh, I seriously doubt it. But I follow her anyway.
Maybe she needs us to conjure up a bathtub.
Elaine, you gotta be nicer than this. We got a reputation.
All right, fair enough. It's been a rough week. Okay.
I'm gonna kind of lead them up the stairs of the tower. And when we get to the top room, you notice that there's framed pictures all over the walls.
Actually, they're all like up the stairs of the tower. There are, it looks like an art gallery, basically.
These are all my friends, Bobby, Maria. Meet these new friends that showed up on the beach. I talked to them and they are my family.
Do they ever talk back?
Yes, all the time. You can try it if you'd like.
I would love to. Hello, Bobby.
You see a very ornate looking frame, and there is a portrait of a man who's very still, but the face looks like this.
Ha! Whoa! Okay.
In fact, all of the faces in all of the frames look a lot like that.
I don't think I have any social grace around this. So I'm like, why are they all so frightening?
they're scared. They've been cursed, obviously.
Oh, right.
It is a lifelike rendering of that feeling, yes. Fraulein, I apologize. I don't believe we We got your name.
Oh, I mean, well, my name's not Fraulein, but I like that. That's an okay nickname. My name's Lydia. Lydia Stonewall. And all around here, you see the members of the Stonewall family that once were. It's been a real long time.
The Stonewalls, yes, we have heard of you and your family. Your family of mages, yes?
Yeah. My great-great-grandpa fought against the extraplanar entities in the First War, from the stories that I've been told, but I haven't been told any stories since I was very young.
Hmm.
Well, how is it that we might be able to help you?
I mean, can you break curses?
Can we? What do I think is the answer to that question? Can I roll for it?
Yes.
Yes, have we taken that class in school?
I think we did. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got 4.
Yeah, no, Brumhild is going to be classic Brumhild in this particular moment when it comes to any kind of intelligence.
We might have taken that class. I'll be honest, I've not been doing too well in keeping track of it.
Oh, do they teach you a class just specifically in breaking the Stonewall family curse?
No, I don't.
Yes, think so. No.
No, but there is other lessons we have learned in which we could maybe have applied some of that knowledge, perhaps. But let's start asking some questions. You live here by yourself, Lydia?
Yeah. Well, I mean, kind of. If you don't count all of my friends.
Yes, your friends.
Yeah, I've been by myself for a real long time. I wasn't affected by the curse, but everybody else was.
Well, I hope you don't mind me presuming your age, but you must be in your late 20s. When was the last member of the Stonewall family cursed?
Everyone was cursed when I was 8, I think, 8 or 9. Like I said, it's been a real long time. But I don't leave this castle just in case, maybe, you know, it's like a timed curse or something. And when it wears off, like, poof, everybody's here. Yeah, I want to be here when they get here. But lucky for me, there's food enough in this place to feed everybody you see in pictures. But now it's just me eating. So I've been able to stay right here.
Well, okay, so here's a question. I'm figuring this out, right? I'm looking around. I'm putting the pieces together. It seems
not
like...
I'm gonna fall.
Allow me to roleplay this. It seems like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Elaine, I think you'll agree with me. It seems like what happened here was that the curse was that all of your portraits turned scary and you need someone to make them look happy again. Mm. Right, Elaine, am I right? That sounds right. That sounds
I like right. Your frame of thinking, yes, but let's take it one step further. Lydia, just to clarify, was the actual members flesh and blood of your family and then the curse was that they are trapped inside paintings? Is that it?
Yeah, oh yeah. Family, friends, all of our help that worked here in the castle, pets, everybody.
Oh yes, now that you mention it, I see many paintings of terrified dogs and cats. Okay, that's nice. That's mm-hmm. a thorough curse, at least. It's very all-encompassing. Okay.
Yeah, didn't miss anybody except for good old me.
I wonder if you have some sort of immunity to curses. Were you wearing a reflective armor when the curse was launched at you? Do you remember? Must have been 20 years ago, if you were 8 or 9, and yeah, again, you are probably in your late 20s.
No, I definitely wasn't wearing armor. I was out picking flowers, so like the person wouldn't wear armor for that.
Well, that makes sense. Well, how about if you lead Brumhild and I to the highest room in the tower to see if there's any other clues we can gather on the way?
Yeah, sure. Okay, it's nice to have house guests. Come on in.
So you guys make your way through this tower, obviously looking past all of these portraits gets a little bit more nerve-wracking and kind of super ominous as you continue. At the top level of the tower, you see a very ornate looking, sturdy, well-set iron door. And this kind of looks like it would be the door of a vault.
I assume it's closed.
Oh, yeah.
Lydia, how do you react to this door? Do you pay any attention to it?
You see Lydia kind of look at it, but keep going and just turn around and here we are.
Well, I have one big question. What's behind that door?
Oh, well, you know, that thing, I've been trying to open that forever, but all of the magic I know, I've taught myself and I still can't figure out how to get into there. I mean, there has to be my dad's staff around here somewhere, right? Like the Stonewall staff. And if I could get my hands on that, then maybe I could figure out what kind of curse was put on my family and then start to undo it. Knowing's half the battle, right? I don't know where the staff is and I don't know how to get in that door.
Well, I think we can find a staff. And the one way that I know to find it is to think to myself, Broomhild, where did you last see it? Where did you last see that staff?
Did you last see that staff? Where did you last see it?
No, I have not seen it.
That would have been amazing.
Oh, yeah. That was such a lot of problems, wouldn't it? Whoa, yeah. I wish. Elaine, have you seen it?
No, I have not seen the staff. And I don't recall also hearing about the Stonewall staff in the lore of this well-known family of mages, but perhaps I'm just forgetting a detail. I have a question for you, Lydia. Do you think it is possible that your father perhaps made this staff into look like something else to sort of hide it, disguise it, camouflage it, if you will?
I mean, perhaps an umbrella. Anything's possible. That could happen.
A walking stick, a bedpost, something.
I mean, maybe. I guess I never really thought about that because I just assumed Dad didn't know that the curse was coming. So he would have just had his staff like normal. But I mean, if you guys are cool to help me try to open this door, that would be awesome.
Well, I got time.
Yes, we have time. We were not given an assignment today, believe it or not. We were just told, okay, go ahead and get better to know your animal. Anyway, I have something that is kind of cool. I have access to a miniature black hole. I'm going to go ahead and open that right now.
Oh,
in there. See if I can find anything to help us open this door. Okay, Lydia?
Well, maybe the staff is in there. See if you can find it.
Would it go in the black hole, though?
Would the staff go in the black hole?
Yes.
I don't think so, unless this is some sort of a dimension that I don't understand the properties of. But I'm going to stick my hands in there anyway. Let me see what I can find.
Roll.
Another natural 20.
Yes. That's a 10.
Wait, here.
You rolled a 20?
Yes, I did.
So obviously you're trying to poke around for some sort of door opening properties or locksmithing tools. And as you pat around, they materialize right under you. You feel a leather pouch and the jangling of these locksmith lockpicking tools, and they appear in your hand.
Look what I have here. I have a bunch of keys in a little bag. Isn't that neat?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if keys open the door. I remember, when Papa used to open it, he would stand all the way on the left side. I don't know why.
Could you roll me perception checks?
Yeah.
This is quite a difficult problem to solve.
14.
8.
8.
Broomhild is the only one that sees it. And you know what? I'll give it to Elaine as well as some like residue of the 20 that you rolled. When she says to the left, you were like, how did I not see that before? It was a lever or a lever, depending where you're from. And so this really sort of like rusted ornate brass lever. Do you guys say lever or lever?
Tieflings pronounce it liver. So it's completely different.
We go back and forth.
Like real talk here. I've been in this country for too long and I forget what my own accent is.
Mm-hmm. Right. I say it both ways.
Lever. It's a
depends
lever.
On my mood.
Lever. But it's been so dulled that it's almost come into the same color as the brick wall behind it. So you didn't actually get to see it there. And again, Elaine, with your residue 20, you notice that there's another one on the other side of the door. And with Brumhild's 14, she kind of gets excited and looks around. And there is a third one that forms the shape of a V, left, right, and then in the middle on the opposite wall to the door.
Oh, no. Have you tried all these levers?
No, I haven't. I'm just one person, but hey.
But wait, when your father used to open it, did he have three people?
I don't recall. Maybe.
Huh. Well, let's try it then.
Okay.
Okay, which one do we each try?
I assumed that you would want the middle one because then the door is going to open to you and you've probably been waiting longer than Brumhild and I. We just arrived. So,
but then there's also the left one because maybe the bloodline has to open the left side.
Oh, okay.
Sure, okay.
I'm just providing a lot of difficult options so that Lydia has to make a choice.
Hey, well, I like the idea of the doors opening for me. That's really nice. Let's do that.
So where are you standing? There is left, middle, and right levers. Where's everyone standing?
I will take right.
Take left.
Okay. Are you doing it one at a time? Are you doing it at the same time?
At the same time.
3, 2, 1. Nothing happens.
Oh. Maybe it didn't just need three people. So what was the other idea that you said?
Well, I thought maybe if it was your father on the right, left-hand side, that maybe you needed to be on the left-hand side too. Maybe it has to be a stone wound. You maybe it has to be one of you.
Okay, yeah, let's try that.
All right. You two switch, I'll stay here.
So Lydia is on the left.
Yes.
Broomhild's in the middle. And then, okay, sure. All right. 3, 2, 1. Nothing happens. Hold on, who's on the right? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, one more try. You and me, Elaine, we switch.
Hold on. Does anyone want to roll another perception check or look around?
No, we'll figure this out eventually. We've got 20 minutes. We'll do this one.
There's only so many permutations.
That's true. Yeah.
Lance flies up to a nearby window. Roll the dice!
All right. I'm going to roll a perception check. I got 16.
So as you go to pull the lever, you feel this plaque almost thing in above the lever. And you are currently at the middle.
Yes. One. Yes.
And you kind of, the dust has all kind of covered it up and you blow it away and you see a tree.
A tree.
Yep. A tree with a bit of
I'm taking your accent into account. I'm just trying to make sure.
A slim trunk, some foliage. It's a tree.
Okay, a tree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tree.
Clock above the lever.
Oh, I inform my cohorts. There's a coven of a tree here. See if there's covens above your levers.
Elaine blows aside and also discovers a plaque that's there, and it's of a sapling.
Oh, a sapling.
Oh.
Lydia adds some more dirt onto her hand and sees dirt into it, but discovers a thick, old, very well-lived oak, like a big, solid, old, great tree.
It's a big tree.
Yes, it is, Fraulein. I think I've got it. I believe the order of operations should go in the order of a tree aging. So the sapling should go first, then the tree, then the old oak.
One, two, three, like that.
Or well, this, I like that theory, but what if it's in the order in which it's easiest to camouflage oneself against it?
Ah, that is a possibility. That's right. I had not considered that. We'll tell you what, let's try my way first. And if it doesn't work, we could do the camouflage one.
Also, I don't mean to presume anyone's age, but you both look younger than me and you're still in school. So I'll be the old tree.
Oh, you think that we should get in the order of whatever age we are? Oh, actually, I don't know. Broomhild, who is older, you or me? How many years are you?
I'm 17 and a half, but I don't really know. We don't have the same kind of years in Goliath culture. So
right, okay.
Not sure the conversion. What about you?
Pretty sure that I ran away from my parents who was going to abandon me when I was 5. So I'm probably, I want to say 16, but okay. I don't know. So
you were 16 and you made a deal with a spider.
Yes, that I would die 10 years before my time. Yes, that was the deal?
You
or did I get aged up?
You aged 20 years.
Gross. No wonder I'm not doing well in this school because I look like an old man.
This whole time.
That explains a lot.
So you're 36.
Gross. What am I doing hanging out with the high schoolers? It's my best friend is a 17-year-old high school girl. No wonder I get so many looks. Not because I'm a tiefling, not because I look weird, I have blue skin. No, because I look like a 6-year-old pervert man hanging out
with a young girl. Oh, it was just 10 years. It was only 10 years. You were going to get the other 20 once you dropped off the shoes, if you haven't done. So you're 20, so 17, 26.
I did drop off the shoes. I did do that already.
But then you're 46.
But I thought at one point that also the queen spider was being nice and knocked off like 5 years.
Then you're 41.
You what? Just keep getting older and older right before my eyes. It's a little creepy.
Lydia, it was very nice of you to say that I looked younger than you. I'm 41, I look like. I'm 41. I have some sort of a Jack disease. I age 4 times as much as my own age.
Wow.
I think you look very venerable.
Well, you know, I'm trying to keep it tight.
17 and a half, 41.
Oh, God.
That's canon now. And 28.
I have to research some magic to make myself look young. Otherwise, we can't keep hanging out, Broomhild. I'm serious. I don't want to go to jail.
We learned a Botox spell.
Yeah, we have to learn the Botox. Okay, I guess I'm the oldest tree. So I'll stand next to the old oak.
Okay,
My back hurts.
So you're on the left one, Broomhild is on the right, and then right there in the middle is our wonderful Lydia.
The young tree.
All right, are you guys gonna pull the levers?
In order. I think I should go, I'll pull mine first.
Yes.
You pull yours next, Lydia, and then you pull yours, Elaine.
You got it.
Coincidentally, this is the same order in which a camouflage would be effective.
Oh.
All right.
All right, so the first lever goes down and you hear a little bit of a clonk.
Oh, that sounded good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hear it clunk shut, so like it wanted to open, but didn't really.
Oh.
Did you guys want to maybe try it at the same time?
Yes. I'm sorry. What a stupid idea. There we go.
3, 2, 1. And this old door that has almost been rusted opens up, and inside you see the vault of the stone walls, and mounted on the back wall in all of its glory is this wooden staff where the top has been triangulated, like the triangle of the levers that you just pulled. And you also see some other trinkets. You see some other wooden chests that have bolts and locks on them. You see empty potion bottles. You see some like parchment papers. You see a beer.
A beer.
But
I've been trying it in here for 20 years. Oh, this is amazing. Look at all this stuff. Come on, look.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing. That looks like a staff that could at least substitute for what you were looking for.
Papa's staff. Yeah. Let's look at this. Hold on. It's got Oh, do you see these runes right here?
I do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
It's got three of them on here.
One.
Hold on. Give me a second.
And I'm going to hold the staff and
and with that, I was going to say,
one of them lit up just a bit.
Just a bit. So the runes kind of flickered and then, so it's almost like it had a little bit of power, but then.
Whoa. Try again.
Do this again.
Hey, I mean, my magic is only self-taught, so we'll see. Oh.
And one of the runes fires up and it looks like it powers on, but only one.
Oh, Elaine, help her.
And Lydia's looking pretty tired.
Put your grasp her father's staff.
May I, Fraline?
With both hands.
Yeah, please, come on.
Okay. All right, here we go. I'll put my hands under your hands because you're a member of the Stonewall clan, so I will help you with my magic as well.
Thank you, middle-aged gentleman.
And this is wiping Lydia out big time. She's managed to charge one of the runes, but just by holding onto it, it's as if magic needs to be sort of like charged into it. A raw magical energy would need to surge into the staff. That's what it looks like.
I wish we could get a hint. What causes your surge? I can't remember, Elaine.
Lydia, can I ask you a question? Be honest. Do you think I'm going to die alone?
I don't know. I always thought I was going to, but now you guys are here.
You're in your late 20s and you think you're going to die alone? What chance do I have? I'm 41. Oh my God.
Well, I mean, I don't leave this tower, so that's why I'd probably die alone.
Yeah, well, I am in a school full of other people my own age and they want to have nothing to do with me. Oh God.
And with that, Elaine surges. Roll me a d20.
Ocho, 8.
All right, so let's look at 8. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. And this effect takes place. The player has to remain close to the camera. If the player wants to move back, they can pay 2 health or, you know, let's just say 25% of your health. Where did it go? Oh, come on.
What a treat.
Or roll above a 15 and higher. And you can thank, why does it reset every time? I think that was a Sprinkles, if I'm not mistaken. Nope.
I'm not going to give up my house. So
it was a Sprinkles. Sprinkles the dragon cat is giving you this one. So you have to be nice and close to your.
I will.
There it is. It great. This is
11
the
minutes. Here you go.
You notice that a bit of power flourishes into the staff, but it needs to be a positive charge, not a negative charge. And an 8 falls into negative.
No.
But hi. Broomhild, your turn. Did you want to try and charge?
Yeah, I guess so. Am I smart enough to understand that this is requiring a surge?
That's your call. Would Broomhild recognize?
Yes, because and normally, no, if Elaine had not gone first, but then hopefully I was like, okay, I get what Elaine was trying to do. Miss Lydia, do you think that I am egregiously tall?
You're taller than me.
Do you think that's too tall?
No, it's not going to work, Broomhild. She's too nice. She's just too nice.
Well, how about you, Elaine? You think I'm too tall, don't you? I think you're too old. I think you're disgusting.
Oh, now you're just being hurtful. That's so mean. I'm going to surge again.
Elaine surges again.
It's another negative charge. It's a 7. It's seven.
Oh, God. If it looks like a duck, this is an embarrassment surge. The player starts to morph into a giant duck. They literally start to look like a duck, walk like a duck, talk like a duck. They can only speak in quacks, but can be heard. I don't know, it cuts off there. Caitlin Donaldson gave that one. So we have a close-up on a duck.
Just a revolting development? Honestly.
I can't understand you. You're only quacking now, Elaine.
What?
Now you'll never get married and have a family.
God. Oh, great. What with me? Oh, this is the worst day of my life.
Are you surging again?
No one's ever going to find you attractive now, mate.
It may as well be duck season. 2. I rolled a 2. God damn it, Lydia, I'm so sorry.
You guys aren't very good at magic, are you?
No, that's what we were trying to tell you from the beginning.
You've rolled the bird is the word, which get a +5 on your next roll for the irony alone. Your right hand becomes numb and uncontrollable for 1 minute. This causes you to drop whatever you are holding in this hand and prevent attacks, spell casting, or any other uses until the control is regained. Great. While in this state, your hand persistently flips the bird. You can thank Herky for that one.
Fantastic. I just dropped the staff.
You look worse and worse as we go.
I dropped the staff. My best friend, Broomhild, doesn't understand me. She just thinks I'm just quacking. Lydia, our new friend, is too nice and has no idea what's going on. We're so fucked.
Oh, no. And I can't get a surge to trigger because Lydia's too nice. How can I feel like I'm being bullied in this situation? I can't understand you. Lydia's too kind.
Well, what is happening?
Oh, where to begin? And there's like a 20-minute download about this school of magic, and we all have magic surges. So now you understand the backstory. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't really understand most of that, but he's a duck now.
For the time being, yes.
And do you have magic?
I do. I can do this. And I don't know what good it'll do. I doubt it'll do anything. But I kind of stand in front of the staff so I can show her my camouflage. And I turn into like a big version of the staff.
Oh my God. Hector.
So I can do that.
Cool.
But in order to get to happen to me, what just happened to him, which we could keep going on him, honestly, but you got to bully me about my size, my height. I'm too tall. You got to tell me that, and then something bad will happen to me.
Does that have to be a bad thing that makes a bad thing? Could it be a good thing that makes a good thing?
Yes, I think so. I think so. Try it.
Sure. And I'm just going to grab the back of her head and kiss her.
Oh!
Broomhild surges. With a +3.
What? Shut up, Elaine. The 15 +3,
18.
18.
Talk about this right now. A vial of liquid courage is what you get from being kissed. Confidence surge. The player reaches into their pocket and they pull out a small vial filled with a glittery golden potion. If the player should drink it, they will get a +5 to their next roll. And you can thank
Caitlin again for that one.
Nice.
You've got a pocket of liquid luck in there with your 18.
That's just liquid luck. Does it affect the staff at all?
100%. That 18, and it charges quite instantaneously the second rune. So two of the runes are fully charged now.
Okay. Miss Lydia, Broomhild is blushing like crimson from her hairline down to her clavicle. She's like, oh.
That was my first time too. Oh. I just read about it in books.
I saw other people doing it, but it's very nice. It's very nice. I got so many questions. Have you ever had anything like this? What just happened? And I show her the vial. Like, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. Does that ever happen to you?
No, I don't think so. It'd be really cool if it did, though. Here, wait, let's try, and I'm gonna waddle over to the duck in a pseudo-human duck-like way. Hey, duck, you're really cool. Your magic is awesome, and it's from your school.
How does Elaine respond to that? He's pretty depressed.
I think we're gonna have to keep negging him.
You know what? You said I was smelly before. Well, you are smelly.
That's honestly fair. I know they can't understand me, but I'm a fucking duck right now. How am I supposed to get out of this?
Are you panicking?
Yes, of course.
You're surging. Want to take anything before you surge?
You get a +5, right, to his next roll because of the excellent pun of bird. The bird is the word.
Yeah, but it's a vial, so he has to drink the potion.
That's me. But because of the bird pun last time, you were like +5 on your next roll for how good that coincidence is.
It was a +3. Pretty sure it was a +3.
But the VOD squad will justify this. I will be avenged.
All right, you know what? I'd rather go too high than too low. So
seriously, have you seen this guy's rolls? Come on.
+5.
15 +5 is 20, baby.
All right, so you had to get a 15 to get out of the close cam. So you can now go back. And you had to get, I guess, high to get out of, with a 20, you're going to get out of your duck shape. So Elaine is back. And the effect, I'm going to give you the Vulcan's Hammer. The player receives an indestructible magical hammer and can deal massive fire damage and can repair any broken or damaged items or goods.
What?
So good for when they break weapons at a natural one roll. But the Vulcan's Hammer, basically you've become a blacksmith and you can forge. That is another Caitlin.
Wow. Is that a permanent item or is it one use only?
That's a 20. That's a permanent item. You now have the hammer at your disposal, which does fire damage and can fix broken goods. So you can either fix the rune. Oh no, the rune charged. The rune is charged. All of the three runes are completely lit up and this staff is fully operational. And Elaine's back.
Cool, you're not a duck.
Yes, I agree.
This is now working.
Yes, cool.
Tell me what happened to my family as I grab it.
So what this is going to do is cast a spell called Detect Magic. And this staff is basically going to show you the incantation that was used to perform the curse. And so out from the tip of this staff, these four words start circulating in a weird and strange order. And the words are art, life is eternal. So one way that this goes will be what the curse is. To reverse the curse, you have to find the opposite way and say it.
Oh no.
Art, life is eternal. What combination of those words would the curse be to have this set in motion? And then what would be the opposite way?
Broomhild starts to say the words out loud just as she sees them. And I'd like to just think that Elaine just covers her mouth.
It has to be Lydia that says this. And well, we did go over this in school, so I remember that you have to say it, Lydia, backwards to undo the curse. These four words in a specific combination are what cursed your family. But if you say those words in the opposite order, backwards, you can undo the curse.
Okay, well, I mean, backwards, it's just eternal is life art.
Yes, I think it's sort of they're floating because it's kind of, you know, ethereal, but I think you're supposed to put it in a specific order and then do it backwards. Also, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize for saying you were stinky. Clearly, I did not know your circumstance. And for a woman in her late 20s who just had her first kiss, by the way, really good job. You've been doing great. And you're also super nice. And your outlook on life has changed my outlook because I thought I had it bad. And then I saw your situation. And I was going to tell my friend Broomhild, like, honestly, Lydia's an inspiration. That's the way you should be living life. Just super nice, super positive. So I want to thank you for that. I think I have it. What if the curse was eternal life is art? That kind of makes sense.
With that, yeah? Three new portraits appear on the wall in front of... Did you say them out loud? Did you say those words
I out did loud? Say those words out loud. Oh, no!
New portraits form on the wall in front of you. And like Jumanji, you feel yourself getting slowly sucked into the portrait.
Art is life eternal. Art is life eternal.
And with that... Wait, who's saying that? Elaine? No, that doesn't work. You don't have the staff.
Do I hear him saying it, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over and over again. Yeah.
Art is life eternal.
Art is life eternal?
And because you are holding the staff, it, boom, this power just ripples and shakes and the frames rattle on the spot. And like a cataclysmic sort of bomb going off, magical energy shoots out from it and knocks you all back. And all the frames disappear and in its place are your family. Lydia, your father, your mother, your uncles, your cousins, the help, everyone is it, the dogs, they are all there, very kind of concerned and like wondering what is going on. But the curse has successfully been lifted. And with that, the man of the house, the household, Mr. Stonewall, who is the esteemed, powerful mage of the mansion, he obviously embraces you, Lydia. He's so relieved. He's seen out of his frame that entire time. He's seen you try and work on the curse and the solution. And he hugs you big time, smells you, is you know, well, we can get you back to being clean. But then also frantically grabs Broomhild's hand and shakes your hand and goes to Elaine and shakes your hand. And with so, it's so with such gratitude and it's such a vibrant handshake that your sleeves kind of go up a little bit. And he notices the tattoo on your wrist and he looks a little confused and he's like, what is that? What's that tattoo?
This is our, we go to the Arcane Academy. Okay. It's a, yeah, Seabroom Hill has it.
Yeah. Very interesting. I can feel the magic in that.
Yeah, it's magic.
I obviously know very powerful magic, and that is very, very interesting. Interesting indeed. Thank you so much. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for helping my family. Lydia, it's so great to be back. And he, you know, hugs and he goes, I can see you've opened the vault. I'll be taking my staff back. But if there's anything else that you would like in the vault, it is yours to take as a thank you for my gratitude for saving me and my family and for bringing me Lydia back.
You know, Dad, it didn't just happen. I cast a spell that caused a storm that brought him here so that they'd be able to help me out.
I saw that happen. That was you. You summoned the storm. Yeah. Very clever girl.
Almost died. Wow.
Oh, no. You're fine.
Okay.
We're fine.
I teleported us at the last second and my friend threw up on my back, but okay, yeah, it was worked out.
Out of all the things that you see in the the vault, what would you like to take?
Oh, I would love to take that potion there that de-ages you 20 years. I'd love to grab that. That would be
roll
super, super helpful for me. The potion that says, you look your age. Oh no, I rolled a one. No.
As you pick it up, this restored 20-year potion that you have, you get so excited, you hold onto it too tight, and it breaks in your hand. And it immediately evaporates.
I suck on my hand. I suck on the floor. Where did it fall?
Immediately evaporates. Immediately. You rolled a damn... Do you know what I was going to do? I was going to have whatever you rolled would be the amount of years that you would get back. And you rolled...
You're going to age me 20 more years, is what you...
I could have... I should have.
61 years old. Yeah.
I did that.
No, no.
It immediately evaporates, taking your life force with it as 20 more years evaporate from your total age.
Oh, no.
I don't think we have another one of those.
What? Are you serious? Can you please make another one for me? It's so bright in here.
So you, yeah.
We've got to get home soon because Matlock is starting very soon and we got to go watch it.
The only thing Broomhild goes to get out of the vault is the beer. And she like cracks it open. She's like, I think we should probably split this.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
A beer. All right, you successfully take a beer. He offers you a music box as well, saying if this is something that you would like, it's totally, totally yours.
What the hell am I going to do with a music box? I'm 61 years old.
I take the music box. Thank you. He will be grateful soon. Don't worry.
I appreciate the very clumsy hands you have there. Mr. What's? You sound curmudgeonly.
Yes, I could. You would be too if you aged 20 years in a matter of 2 weeks.
Oh, it's actually like 56 years or something. I don't do math, but it's close.
Lydia is trying to get her family time back and is wanting to kind of like obviously rehash the 20 years that she's had without them and is talking about them. But, the father of the family says, anytime you need help, say the word and we will absolutely repay the favor any way that we can. We absolutely appreciate your help. Thank you so much. And looks out the window. Is that an extraordinarily sad griffin?
Oh, he was a lot sadder before. I gave him a snake and now he has a friend. Anyway. And I turn to Lydia and I extend my hand in what I hope is a very businesslike way and I say,
oh,
I say, what? I say, it was lovely to meet you. I feel like I will kiss you very much, miss you very much.
Agreed.
Oh my goodness. Lovely. So with that, you get back on a griffin who has been playing with his hair. Oh my God, Hector, you look devastated.
Kids make me feel young.
You get back on this griffin and it takes you back to the school.
Huh? What? What? Is-
You get back to the academy. And with that, you notice that not every student has actually returned from their flight either. But the headmaster says, what on earth happened?
You're never going to believe this, but I fucked up again. Can you just use your magic to de-age me 40 years?
He won't shut up. Please just help him.
What am I doing hanging out with all these kids here now, huh?
He's intolerable. I got to live with this guy. Please fix him.
I have never known a student to fail as much and as often as you, Elaine. And I feel that you are no longer taking your studies seriously. And with this, I'm going, there needs to be some sort of repercussion, some sort of punishment.
You're kidding me with this? Yes, repercussions.
Taking this seriously. And with that, he gives you detention to really think long and hard about what you have been doing and if you are finding your studies, if you're taking them seriously at all. So Elaine, you have detention. Brumhild, please make sure.
Before I walk in there, you better let the teacher know who I am and it's I'm coming. Otherwise, I'm going to walk in there and they're going to say, you're in the wrong place, old timer, get out. I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired. Good night, Brumhild. Brumhild? I don't even. Okay, good night.
Yeah, so Elaine has detention. Brumhild has the figurine to look after. Lydia is celebrating with her family, and a good day was had. And that concludes episode 5 of Fungeons and Flagons. A big thank you to Sciencegate for the cool ambient music. If you would like to use it at your table, please go to sciencegate.com. If you feel like supporting the show, head to patreon.com/geekbomb. I would just like to say thank you to Nathan Swap for cheering 100 bits for the laughs that were brought this particular episode. Thank you so much to Mark302502 for subscribing to Geek Bomb's Twitch. Thank you so much for all the follows that happened throughout as well. Great Chomp, DJ Regular, Dragon Eck, Aliator, B_My, Shark with Class. You're all amazing. Thank you so much to the everyone on YouTube as well. Oh, this is fantastic. We are going to be shooting the after show right now. And the after show, again, is only for the adventure. Oh, my God! The adventure and higher. If you guys would like to do any fan art, if you guys would like to draw Lydia or old Elaine, you are absolutely welcome to do that. Thank you so much, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye.